A Small Town in Germany by John le Carré, read by Michael Jayston. Prologue. The Hunter and the Hunted. 10 minutes to midnight. A pious Friday in May, and a fine river mist lying in the market square. Bonn was a Balkan city, stained and secret, drawn over with tramwire. Bonn was a dark house where someone had died, a house draped in Catholic black and guarded by policemen. Their leather coats glistened in the lamplight. The black flags hung over them like birds. It was as if all but they had heard the alarm and fled. Now a car, now a pedestrian hurried past, and the silence followed like a wake. A tram sounded, but far away. In the grocer's shop, from a pyramid of tins, the handwritten notice advertised the emergency. Lay in your store now. Among the crumbs, marzipan pigs like hairless mice proclaimed the Forgotten Saints' Day. Only the posters spoke. From trees and lanterns they fought their futile war, each at the same height, as if that were the regulation. They were printed in radiant paint, mounted on hardboard, and draped in thin streamers of black bunting, and they rose at him vividly as he hastened past. Send the foreign workers home. Rid us of the whore, Bonn. Unite Germany first, Europe second. And the largest was set above them, in a tall streamer right across the street. Open the road east. The road west has failed. His dark eyes paid them no attention. A policeman stamped his boots and grimaced at him, making a hard joke of the weather. Another challenged him, but without conviction. And one called, "Good night."